This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to an expert on brain nutrition. She's Leah Linder. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she is medical writer and product education specialist for SFI USA, under whose umbrella Claire Labs makes their excellent products. And we're big fans of Claire Labs because Claire Labs makes, I've been using Claire Labs products. Leah, I don't know how old you are, but you know, I've been using them for over 30 years. Claire was a friend of mine, Claire Farr, and she had an amazing commitment early on in the early days of the modern supplement industry to products of extraordinary quality and purity. And, you know, health professionals use them and very savvy consumers use them, you know, in a time where, you know, you could buy a lot of, you know, pretty junky stuff. Claire was always really out in front with innovative products, very clean products, high potency products. You know, it's great that Claire, is a company that's survived this era of consolidation and competition, to continue bringing great products to market. And we like Neurothera and Mitothera, which pair well in any brain protocol. So let's, proceed in talking about some of the constituents that people might look to for brain support.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much. I feel, just to make a comment on that, I feel a little bit jealous that you got to meet Claire Farr, because she, from what I hear, was such an incredible individual. So I love that the legacy lives on in her products as well, as far as purity and potency. So that's really wonderful. So yeah, as far as talking about other nutrient support for cognition, for mental focus, for those higher executive functions, there's a lot of different nutrients out there. You know, we have previously talked about acetyl-L-carnitine, but I think another one that a lot of people will probably recognize as far as the brain hacking community is concerned is choline, and specifically in the form of alpha-GPC.
Okay, so let's break that down, because we know that choline is a building block for acetylcholine in the brain. And in fact, many of the new Alzheimer's drugs that only work, you know, temporarily and partially, support acetylcholine production in the brain. So choline, yeah, that's a building block for that essential neurotransmitter. But there's so many ways to get choline to the brain. You know, people would take lecithin, and then, you know, one iteration beyond that, they would take phosphatidylcholine. Okay, that's a little more purified version of lecithin. Then there was then there's GPC. So how do these things differ, and why is GPC a more desirable way to deliver choline to the brain?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, like you said, lecithin is more the food version, precursor of choline. What's really nice about alpha-GPC is it's the most bioavailable form of a choline precursor. So, meaning, more of it gets converted into choline and other choline precursors than, say, lecithin or, other derivatives, that were a little bit more pure, such as phosphatidylcholine. And, you know, all of these things are very important because they not only are precursors for acetylcholine, but also because they are phospholipids, they help maintain cellular wall structure. And that's really important as far as maintaining, you know, cellular health for the long run.
Mm-hmm. So they're actually also structural components of cell walls, the glycophospholipids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, what's really interesting also about alpha-GPC and as well as CDP-choline is that both of those are able to cross the blood-brain barrier and directly mm-hmm. increase circulating acetylcholine levels within the central nervous system. So I would say that would probably be the biggest differentiator between that and, say, lecithin or phosphatidylcholine.
And let's make a correction for a precision for some of our more astute listeners. We referred earlier to the cell wall. It's actually, people know this now. It's not a wall. It's actually sort of a fluid membrane. And it's made up of various constituents. So it's not like, people think of a water balloon or something like that. No, actually the cell is enclosed in a lipid membrane. And it's important to have the right lipids within that membrane, rich in essential fatty acids, but also these glycophospholipids. One of our, I'll just reference another one of our sponsors, the folks that make Propax with NT Factor. NT Factor is also designed mm-hmm. as a support substance for the cell membrane and for the mitochondrial membrane. Which also can be included in a mitochondrial support program. I know that that's a product that's not licensed to Claire, but I just want to mention it.
Oh yeah, no, and it actually is a really phenomenal product as well. So I am all for anybody that wants to support brain health, because we're all learning from each other as well. So
we're very ecumenical here. We just want to mention
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Really important. Couldn't agree more.
Okay. So all right. So that's on the acetylcholine support front. There's also some neurotransmitter yep. precursors there. So why are those important? Which ones should we be looking to?
Yeah, so not only is it important for acetylcholine, but also GABA. GABA, like I said earlier, is more of the slow signal to our neurotransmission. So as acetylcholine is the propagator of a nervous transmission of nervous cell signaling, GABA is going to be more of putting on the brakes. So having GABA precursors, especially like glutamine, is an important factor as far as any nootropic medicine is concerned or supplement is concerned, because we want to have the ability to mitigate. We want to be able to, push on the accelerator as well as push on the gas. So I think that's really important. But there's also other, hormonal precursors and other neurotransmitters, including norepinephrine and dopamine, which are really important because they are involved in the formation and creation of both long-term and short-term memory. So these are important ones to consider as well.
So the so-called catecholamines are sort of
absolutely
the feel-good neurotransmitters, but they mm-hmm. all play a role, like in a complex orchestra of signals throughout the brain, and they need to be balanced. Like you say, you need an accelerator. You also need the brakes. Because otherwise, literally, you'll get neurodegeneration. You'll get brain burnout without sufficient mm-hmm. GABA. So what supports GABA? What is a brain nutrient that can support GABA?
Yeah, so glutamine is a really important one, or glutamic acid. Both of those can be really great precursors for GABA, and that is found in the NeuroSera formula.
Okay.
And
so earlier you mentioned the proanthocyanidins, if I'm getting the pronunciation mm-hmm. correct. And, I was just amazed to read that experiments with rats in a maze show that if they consume blueberry extract, they find the cheese faster. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
There's actually some real documentation that can work.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of Americans would also be interested in that too, because I know that we all really love cheese. That was a really interesting study indeed, and anthocyanins not only are antioxidants, but can help us fight oxidative damage, but they also contribute to brain aging and memory impairment, when there's not enough on board. And so these nutrients are going to, not only protect the integrity of small blood vessels. But what that study showed is that it may actually not only encourage healthy neural development and that short-term memory, but also delay mental aging and cognitive decline. So it's a wonderful food nutrient that can do so much for our brain. So blueberries are wonderful. Eat more of them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What are some of the other constituents that are present in the NeuroThera product?
Yeah, absolutely. So along with blueberry concentrate, there's also ginkgo. And ginkgo is a very long, well-researched medicinal herb that has been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And it has shown in the research to have significant, not only neuroprotective and mitochondrial protective effects through its antioxidant and anti-inflammation properties, but it's also able to support blood vessel circulation and therefore improve cognitive function, improve mood, increase energy. So it's another wonderful addition in there.
Before we move on, just on ginkgo, the controversy on ginkgo is it something that slows brain aging and forestalls dementia? Or in a healthy young individual, can it increase performance? In other words, if I were a med student, 25 years old, studying for an exam, would it improve my recall ability? Or is it more of a thing to prevent age-related cognitive decline?
You know, the really interesting part about ginkgo is it's been shown to do both.
Oh, wow.
And okay. So they're definitely, as with any natural herb or medicinal herb, more studies need to be done because there's a lot of dosing discrepancies in a lot of the research that has been come out. But what's great about ginkgo is that it's been shown to improve cognitive function, not only in, just like you said, in students studying for exam, but also there are studies out there about, young adults with kids and being able to support their cognitive function as mm-hmm. well as with okay. dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So there's a lot of research across a broad range of individuals.
Okay, good. And so you're going to move on mm-hmm. to some of the other constituents. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. Yeah. So another medicinal herb in there is Eleutherococcus. And this is commonly known as Siberian ginseng. And it's a medicinal herb that has been known to have adaptogenic properties, meaning it helps our body adapt to stress. And it has been shown in research to increase work capacity during strenuous aerobic activity. So this is a really great one for the athletes that want to support their cognitive function and central nervous system while they're exercising. They did a lot of research on military personnel and putting them through stressful situations and giving them Eleuthero and noting that they had increased work capacity, that they were able to function better under these stressful situations. So it has this anti-stress potential, but it also has this really wonderful immune boosting effect. And so it's another really great adaptogenic herb that's in NeuroThera.
Okay. I think there's a mm-hmm. huperzine in there as well.
Absolutely. There is huperzine, I don't believe, actually is in there.
Oh, okay.
Could you
comment on huperzine, while we're at it?
Yeah, absolutely. So huperzine is another one of those great ingredients that has been known to not only support cognitive function, but also acts as an antioxidant within the body too.
Okay.
So it's another really great one to look for.
Yep, it's up there among the it's a extract of Chinese club moss, I think. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. You're absolutely correct in that. And so this huperzine has a lot of implication in Alzheimer's disease, as well as memory and learning enhancement. And so this is a great one that's in a lot of nootropic factors, but has been shown to be really effective from anybody with myasthenia gravis to, people that are just wanting to increase their alertness and their energy. So it's another one of those real broad range applicable to many population types.
Mm-hmm. So what else is in the secret sauce?
Absolutely. We got a couple other really great things in here. One of the ones that I'd like to mention that probably is a little bit more shiny is vinpocetine.
Oh, okay.
And this
when I said huperzine, I misspoke because I know vinpocetine is in there. And perhaps vinpocetine is a little bit of a more vetted nootropic than huperzine. In terms of its immediate effects, and not so much in treating dementia and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So vinpocetine is very well known within the nootropic health hacking community because it has a wide variety of benefits.
In Europe, it's a drug, by the way. It's actually it's a prescription medication. Yeah.
It is a prescription medication, and there is some push right now in the States to also classify it as a drug. So we will keep you posted on that. But here,
we got to stop that initiative.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah,
because we definitely want to keep it in our formulation. So the FDA still hasn't made a ruling on it, but that should happen. Hopefully, within the next couple of months, we'll have a better understanding as to whether or not that gets to stay in the supplement world, or if it gets transferred into the pharmacology world.
And how is it thought that it works?
This is a really interesting. So, it not only has been shown to support neurotransmitter release, but it also influences vasodilation through the nitric oxide pathway. And so, this is a really interesting nutrient because it's able to expand those blood vessels and get more nutrients to where they need to be so that, when the neurotransmitters are being released, that they're actually able to get to the tissues that need them the most.
Okay. So that's a plausible mode of action. And studies do support its effectiveness. Again, not just for forestalling memory loss, but for actually increasing memory performance.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
a couple of things, as I scan the ingredient list, there's also good old-fashioned phosphatidylserine, which is a traditionally resource nutrient for memory. And the way I remember it is because it's PS. PS, I forgot to tell you. That's my mnemonic. So
love it.
What's the science behind phosphatidylserine? Is there real strong science supporting that?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, phosphatidylserine is a form of, it has a phospho group on it that can contribute to the cell membrane structure. And so what's really interesting is that it is chelated to serine, which is a non-stimulatory amino acid. And so this is not only fat soluble, but it's found in high amounts in the brain, where it contributes not only to cognitive functioning, but also has been shown to improve memory, to lower the cortisol or the stress response, and increase the processing speed and accuracy. So this is a really wonderful nutrient that's able to basically calm the brain down and help you absorb the information more readily, more expediently. And so this, again, is another really well applied to many different population types as far as supporting cognitive therapy, but really, really important. Again, it's kind of putting on the brakes. We got to have the go, 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 and we also got to be able to slow the ship down. So this is another really wonderful one to bring that calm focus on board.
And an intriguing ingredient in there is something called DMAE. Now, my history with DMAE goes back to the Merv Griffin show, where a couple of crazily costumed individuals, Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw used to be regular guests on Merv Griffin with their anti-aging protocols. And he used to wear like this sort of like weird leather sort of shirt with laces and with like his, his hairy chest sticking out. Kind of wild looking hair. And Sandy Shaw looked a little bit like, from the Addams Family. What's her name?
Morticia.
So it was sort of that pair, the very eccentric pair. But they were always talking about something called DENER, which is, I think it's the same thing, DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol bitartrate. And that is it's actually, you don't see it that often in memory formulas, but it's an old ingredient. So what does that do?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one too, because like you said, it is definitely more of a classical formulation. But DMAE, not only is able to promote acetylcholine synthesis, but what's really interesting about it is it holds the ability to reduce the buildup of the age pigmentation known as beta amyloid.
There you go.
And so this is really interesting because new studies have been coming out about its ability to encourage insulin sensitization, which, you know, as we talked about earlier, is a huge contributor to neurodegeneration. And so this is a really exciting ingredient in there as well. And it's also a really well-known antioxidant, a precursor to glutathione peroxidase as well.
And also, I noticed there's some ashwagandha in there.
And
ashwagandha is a little bit of a companion nutrient to the Eleuthero because it's an adaptogen. How does that work?
Absolutely. And you can't really have talk about nootropic medicine without talking about ashwagandha. This is a medicinal herb that has been used for centuries in traditional Indian Ayurvedic medicine for its adaptogenic properties, helping our body adapt to stress. They use it as a nervous system tonic. And so, you know, everything from sleep quality to, to the calming effects as far as helping de-stress, helping with anxiety. You know, those have been used for thousands of years, but a lot of research has been done on ashwagandha. It has been shown to be a powerful antioxidant, as well as an antimicrobial, specifically towards some pathogenic species. So it tends to, this is still needs to be figured out in the research, but there is some promising research coming out that it helps support healthy microbiome balance. So that's another mm-hmm. exciting part of it. So there's been shown in studies to protect brain cells from stress and also free radical degeneration. So it is definitely well used within the nootropic community, and it's a great addition to this formula.
Okay, so all very plausible ingredients. But, you know, mm-hmm. let me put this proposition to you. You know, with so many ingredients in here, what do you have to do? You have to take like 15 tablets a day to achieve a meaningful dose?
Oh, gosh. And supplement fatigue is such a real thing.
Right?
What's great about this formula is that NeuroThera is only 2 tablets. So it is in a tablet formula. So we're able to compact more nutrients in there mm-hmm. So that they all fit. So you're not taking handfuls of supplements a day. And then we talked about MitoThera a little bit earlier, too. And that has a lot of ingredients in there mm-hmm. as well. But again, it's in a tablet formula, and so there's only 3 tablets to take of that a day. So it would be a total of 5 tablets if you were going to take them together, or if just the NeuroThera, it's just 2 tablets a day.
What it says here is it says 2 tablets or as directed by a health professional. If I were to give it for someone who really wants an aggressive program, I might suggest that they double up. Is that permissible?
You know, it absolutely is. I think with starting any new supplementation, it's better to start low and titrate up. Mm-hmm. But this formula is absolutely safe to take at a higher dose, including
right.
twice a day, if not 3 times a day.
So could it be a blood thinner? Are there any adverse effects? Does it make you feel speedy? Anything like that? Any stimulants in it?
Yeah. Depends on the body, right? We all are going to respond to different medicines in different ways or different supplements in different ways. And so, again, that's the important part as far as starting slow and seeing how your body reacts mm-hmm. to it. Eleuthero tends to be a little bit stimulating. Mm-hmm. Having these acetylcholine precursors can be stimulating on board as well. But there is some other things to, like we said, put the brakes on. You know, these GABA precursors,
yeah.
such
mm-hmm.
as glutamine, to balance them out. But again, there are some stimulating adaptogens in there as well. And so it's important to figure out what works best for your body and stay in big communication with your healthcare provider if they're mm-hmm. prescribing it and letting them know how they're doing.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that's a conservative statement. I have to say, looking at this, you know, truly, there aren't any caffeine-like stimulants in this. So it really shouldn't, give people sort of a rocket-propelled feeling that's jarring. But, as you know, you're a practitioner as I am, there mm-hmm. are sensitive patients and, you know, we have to make that caveat about, start slowly, work up gradually.
Yeah. Well, and I think that another important thing to consider is that if you are nutrient deficient with these neurotransmitter precursors, and all of a sudden you have a bunch on board, your brain's going to be like, okay, let's go, you know? Yeah. And so I think that, maybe not so much the caffeine stimulating effect that you would get, but more so that enhanced cognitive function, which can make somebody feel uncomfortable at first, you know, if they're used to riding at a lower amplitude.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's well said. Well, okay, so what's today's take-home message? Where can people access more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So claire.com, which is spelled K-L-A-I-R-E.com, is a website resource for Claire Labs that has a lot of information in there, not only about Neurothera, Mitothera, but we have a whole host of other products that you can find information there. There's a frequently asked questions tab in there as well. So if anybody has a couple extra questions about those products, that's a good resource to go to.
Okay. Well, great company. And, you know, their commitment to education is underscored by the fact that they employ people like you, Leah Linder, to help explain this complex science to our listeners. So she's the medical writer and product education specialist for SFI, which includes Claire Labs among its holdings. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you kindly, Dr. Hoffman. It was my pleasure.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.